So, chapter 7, verse 1, "And it came to pass when the king sat in his house, and the Lord had given him rest round about from all of his enemies." So now we see that David is well established as the king. He's sitting in his house. The Lord has given him rest round about from all of his enemies, which means that they're not really threatened by any nation round about them. They have sufficiently subdued the Philistines so that now the Philistines have no real threat over them. Verse 2, "That the king said unto Nathan the prophet, See now, I dwell in a house of cedar, but the ark of God dwelleth with curtains." So David makes an observation to Nathan. "Here I am, I dwell in this house of cedar, a nice, fine, magnificent house, but the ark of God dwelleth within curtains." The ark of God is still in a tent. It doesn't have anything that could be not only considered to be magnificent to dwell in, but it is in a temporary dwelling. It dwells within curtains. And Nathan said to the king, "Go, do all that is in thine heart, for the Lord is with thee." So here we see that actually David is making a statement to Nathan, and Nathan interprets this. He sort of reads David's mind, and he says to do all that's in thine heart, realizing that David wants to build a house for the ark. This is David's desire. This is something that looks good in the eyes of David. It seems like it would be a very good thing, nice thing, appropriate thing to do, to build a house for this ark of God. Now, of course, this statement by Nathan is not divine inspiration. He's not speaking as a prophet. He's speaking as a man. And we're going to see here that many times what looks good to man, what man may highly approve of, is not the will of God. And in the case of David building a house for the ark, we're going to see that God did not will this. He did not direct David to do it. And although it looks so good, it seems to have the approval of everyone who's heard about it, David and Nathan especially, yet God has not willed this. And so it's not going to be according to God's will for it to happen, even though it looked like a good thing, even though it seemed like a very appropriate thing to do. So verse 4 says, "And it came to pass that night that the word of the Lord came unto Nathan, saying, Go and tell my servant David, Thus saith the Lord, Shalt thou build me a house for me to dwell in?" So the Lord appears to Nathan that night. He didn't waste any time about this. He doesn't give David an opportunity to get too deeply involved in his plans before he reveals his will about it. "Go tell my servant David, Thus saith the Lord, Shalt thou build me a house for me to dwell in?" So he asks a question. Is it going to be the right thing for you to do? To build a house for me to dwell in? Is this something that's your job? Is this your work? Is it something you've been commissioned to do? Do you have any authority for doing this? He says in verse 6, "Whereas I have not dwelt in any house since the time that I brought up the children of Israel out of Egypt, even to this day, but have walked in a tent and in a tabernacle." If you look back in the past history, you're going to see that I have never had a house. I've never directed anyone to build me a house. I've never needed a house. From the time that you left Egypt up until this very day, I've walked in a tent and in a tabernacle. I've never needed a house. So why do you propose to build me a house? Is there a specific need or reason for me to have a house at this time? Now, this thought that David had was a good thought. It was an honorable thought. He wanted to serve God, but it was not God's will for it to be done by David. We read in 1 Kings 8, beginning with verse 18, "And the Lord said unto David my father, Whereas it was in thine heart to build an house unto my name, thou didst well that it was in thine heart. Nevertheless, thou shalt not build the house, but thy son, that it should come forth out of thy loins, he shall build the house unto my name." So there we see very plainly that it was not God's will for David to build it. Regardless of how good it seemed to be, regardless of how much man might approve of it, God did not approve of it. It was not God's will, and David was not to do it. So God explains here to David, through Nathan, that I've not dwelt in any house since the time that I brought up the children of Israel out of Egypt. Even to this day, I've always walked in a tent or in a tabernacle. So God reminds David of how he had instructed his followers to carry out this keeping of the ark in the times past. He shows here very plainly that he'd never wanted it to be in a house. He'd never had them to build him a structure, and he'd never implied that he'd wanted to change anything. So David doesn't have a right. No man has a right to come along and change the things that God has done for so long. We're going to close at that point. Till next time, this is NC Crouch saying goodbye, friends.